Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the sixth episode of Tech Talks, the student-led podcast that gives an inside look into the students, faculty, events, and much, much more involving the Northeast Tech community. I'm your host, Tyler Kick, and today I am joined by our second faculty guest member, one of whom you second years may recognize from last year, the one and only Miss Taylor Odell. Miss Odell, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tyler.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming on to the podcast. It's really great that you agreed to do this because you were... actually, I'll have you say that.
Okay.
But a lot of people may recognize you from last year, but a lot of people haven't seen you from this year. You know, you've kind of just been out silent. So tell us why that is. Tell us a bit about yourself. Like, why are you like here and why have you moved?
Sure. So my new role this year is the Director of Career Advisement for the entire district. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little different than just being located at the Pryor campus. We have 29 schools across our district. And so I have been out and about at those.
Wow.
Yes.
So are you gone like most of the time, all the time? Or
I would say that I'm gone about 4 out of 5 days of the week.
Wow.
Yes.
And you're going to 29 different schools all across what Northeast Tech offers?
Yes.
So
yes.
All of Northeastern Oklahoma, you're just out and about.
Pretty much. Yep.
Wow. What's the farthest school that you've gone to?
Oh, gosh. The farthest is probably, it took me a bit to get over to, I'm trying to think here. So I stretch all the way from Oologa up to the Quapaw area and then over to Little Kansas, and Cookson Hills is a little small school in that area.
Okay.
All over.
I don't think I've ever heard of that school. So it must be kind of far out because I know most of them in the area. So.
Yes.
Wow. So for the entire district, is that a big change for you personally?
Oh, that's a great question. So, in my former life, whenever I worked at the college, I actually recruited for Rogers State University of all of Northeast Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma, and Southeast Oklahoma. So being out and about and on the road and at different high schools, I haven't done that in a while, but it's kind of back to my roots of kind of traveling the district and talking to seniors.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just something you're already used to. I didn't know you worked at a college. That's cool.
Yes.
It's a cool little piece of information. So you said you're the head of the career advisement department.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail? Like, what's your job?
Sure. So the first year here, I've really been focused in on getting to our seniors across our district. So all of those 29 high schools that I mentioned, and just really making sure that they are thinking about their plans after high school. So maybe that's not necessarily tech. Of course, we like to promote tech while we're out and about, but it's also, okay, are we going to military? Are we going to college? Are we going straight to work? What do our future plans look like, and how can I help students get there?
Okay. So you're just kind of giving them like a realistic output a little bit, just like help them further themselves as people outside of high school.
Yes. Okay. And I think my main statement to them is it's not too late to get started. No matter what time of year that I'm talking to them, I'm actually going to present at a couple of high schools next week. And my, kind of what I will say to them is it's not too late, guys. No matter what your path is, we can still get started today in April. Yeah.
And that's something you like firmly believe in as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It's never too late to get started.
That's perfect. That's such a good saying because I have a lot of friends personally who are like kind of afraid. Like I'll kind of mention back to Madeline Borlandelli. Mm-hmm. I had an episode with her some time ago, and that episode we talked a lot about like how she's scared for the future because she doesn't know what she wants to go into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of that sense of like, am I too late to really get started on some of these career paths? So it's nice having somewhat of an authority figure for us kind of say like, oh, it's never too late. And that's something I'm struggling with a bit too, you know, because it's like, I don't know if I want to jump straight into the workforce or if I want to go to college, or maybe I work for a bit, then go to college. But it's kind of the thought of like, if I go to college and like, 4 years after I work for 4 years, is it too late for me to, you know, really fit in? But
yeah,
I according to you, I guess it's not.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
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 Okay. That's great. That's really great. I feel like a lot of people will like hearing that. Good. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
So last year for Northeast Tech Pryor, you used to be the student advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty big role. It's now filled by Anna Holmes, and she's doing a great job.
Yes.
But when you moved from being the student advisor to now being the head of the career advisement department, what was it like transitioning between the two positions?
Sure. So it's, I'm still visiting with students about their future plans. In my former role as student advisor, of course, it was geared towards, okay, get to tech. Let us help you get to tech and maybe use it as a stepping stone. And so I'm still recruiting for tech programs, specifically adult education stuff. And so letting students know about all of our opportunities in adult education, because in high school, they're used to hearing about the full-time programs. And so, hey, did you know that we offer truck driver training? We have vet assistant over at Afton. We have CNA that you can earn in as little as two weeks rather than a full year of health careers like the high school students do. Mm-hmm. And so me learning all of the new adult education opportunities, that was probably the biggest transition piece. I was pretty familiar with them before in the student advisor role, but just making sure I know the ins and outs of all of that and really pushing those students to use their 13th year scholarship. And so that's been a really big thing that I've done this year more than other years as student advisor. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the 13th year scholarship idea because it's like an award to people almost, because and it's so awesome too, because like you normally have to pay for these programs outside of it, but you guys just give it for free. You go all day, you get your education, you graduate, you get out. Mm-hmm. Like that is such an amazing opportunity. I feel like tech provides that a lot of other places don't. So it's really cool that you're advocating for that for people and teaching them about it.
Yeah, it's really great. Our administration has done a great job of providing those opportunities for actually seeing the need. They've done a really good job of, okay, we have a need here. We still have students that are not being served. And so let's make sure that they're aware of our opportunities and give them a scholarship to help with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really, really great. And adult education, I feel like a lot of people don't really think about the adult ed things that Northeast Tech provides. Because from what I've seen, Northeast Tech is geared a lot towards high school people and sophomore showcase. You know, you got to get in, and that's what every class around here does. But adult education is something I feel like a lot of people don't even know that we offer. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know we offered the truck driving whatever certificate and like the CNA in 2 weeks. That's cool. That makes me feel like I want to go out and do that.
Yeah.
Is there any other cool classes that we provide?
Yeah. Really, adult ed is kind of our best kept secret, if you will. Everybody knows about the full-time, daytime stuff, but the adult education, it could be hobby classes. It could be classes geared for seniors that need to brush up on some computer skills, and it can be certification classes like the CNA that I mentioned, or phlebotomy. Other cool classes might be, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Well, gosh, cooking with Chef Danny, that's a big one that everybody loves here at the Prior campus. Over at Claremore, the HVAC, that has been a really popular program in adult education. Yes, we offer it in the full time, but we also offer it in adult ed and can get those people, you know, upskilled and ready to go to work.
I didn't know that. Are they geared towards beginners or like intermediate people or like just like any of the classes?
So it kind of depends. Most of them, I would say, is for beginners. You do not have to have any skills or any, past experience. But then there are some things that we offer. Welding, for example. We might have a company. In fact, we've done this quite often. We have companies over at Claremore that have needed a specific weld, needed their employees to be able to perform that. And so, yes, they know how to weld. They have their welding certification, but yet they don't have this piece, if you will. And so we bring them to tech. We show them how to get that done and then send them back to their employer and they're able to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome that we can provide that for the community.
Yes.
So I don't really even know how to build off on that. You did such a good job.
Well, thank you.
Just really saying it. So I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
I'm just going to move on. What was it hard moving from being a student advisor and working with the students to being in the career advisement program?
I think the hardest part would be the connections that I have with the students on campus. I'm going to be honest, I miss that a little bit. And so, you know, I'm not anywhere for very long in this new role. And so building those relationships with students, it's not something that, let me just say this, I'm missing it. I'll tell you. Okay. And so, but the thing that I really focus on is I am helping so many kids with their future plans. And honestly, that's really my dream job. I know it kind of sounds corny, but I love helping students with their future plans. And so I really just kind of focus on that. Yes, I miss the piece of those relationships of getting to know those kids, especially our two-year students. Like, okay, you know, I've actually got to build a relationship with them. I've helped them with their skills competitions or their BPA competitions. Mm-hmm. I've really gotten to know them. And so that piece, that's been the hardest part.
It's just like that whole missing.
Yes.
Yeah. You were a big help for BPA for us last year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We had a lot going on with BPA last year.
Yes, you did.
So it was really cool that you were able to take time out of your day and come and help us, even if that is your dream job. And you mentioned it being corny. Uh-huh. I'm just going to say, I don't think that's corny at all, because that's exactly what I want to do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I want to be a teacher. Yes. And I want to help students find their passion. That's kind of my specific thing, because tech has done that for me.
Oh, I love it.
And you have done that for me. Oh. And I want to help people see that within themselves as well.
That's awesome.
So I don't think it's corny at all.
Well, good. Yeah. Good. That's so cool.
I don't think anyone should find that corny, because it's awesome. I mean, students need that. They really need that. So
absolutely.
It's great that you were in that position to help them out. And you're still doing the same thing, mm-hmm. just more wide.
Exactly.
You know? So,
yeah.
In your new position, what do you enjoy most about it in comparison to the old one, though? Just to focus more on the positives of moving instead of the negatives.
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, just making certain that we are reaching as many students as possible with their future plans, you know, or thinking about their future plans. I love the relationship building piece between our partner schools. And so, yes, the 12 that Prior Campus serves, the 12 partner schools that we serve, I have definitely, over the last 7 years, really built strong relationships with the counselors, administrators, and even some of their teachers on their campuses. And now, moving into 29 schools, just getting to know folks across the district and helping them with whatever it is that my department can help them with has been really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just writing down another question.
No, you're good.
Is there any connection you can reflect on the most, either from your student advisor time or your time now as a career advisement?
Yeah. Did you say connection?
Yeah. Connection with a student that you remember?
Oh. Yes. Oh, gosh. How do I pick one?
If you have several, you can say several.
Goodness. I'm actually going to go back for this one to, and you'll see the connection here in just a second. But when I was at Ulaga, I had a young man that really just wasn't sure what his path was. Tremendous athlete and, you know, kind of ran around in those circles, but college really wasn't going to serve him well. And so he came over to the diesel and heavy equipment program and was able to go through that program, was able to start his own business. He now has all of his own equipment, is doing well, making bank, as I say, and has even came back and subbed for us a time or two.
Really?
And so that's one that I love that story. And then just, gosh, there's been in the counseling role. So when you're the student advisor, you're also the counselor. And so just making those connections with those students about different things, whether they're personal or academic related. I've had lots of success stories over the years. And so just being able to kind of reflect on those and think, oh my gosh, now this student, they started as a health career student, went to Pitt State, earned their RN degree, and now you see them whenever you go to the clinic as an RN, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Have you ran into a lot of your former students in positions like that?
Yes. And my kids always say, Mom, everywhere we go, they're like, you know everyone. And I'm like, yes, because these kids come to tech, they get trained and they go to work. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Just being able to it's awesome that you have moments you can reflect on like that with students. And it's great that you get to see them everywhere. I couldn't only imagine how it feels for you, like seeing someone high up and making bank, as they say. So... That is really, really cool. Let's see here. And talking about current students, and even though you're not in that student advisor role anymore, you're still helping out students overall, you know, and that seems to be like your goal. Do you have a piece of advice you could share with our listeners who might be struggling with that right now or trying to find a career, or maybe people who think they have it figured out, but still something that could lift them up a little. Like, I'll just let you take the lead.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I always tell students, you know, there's no right or wrong answers whenever you're thinking about your future. You know, you're 17, 18, 19 years old trying to plan it all out. It's a little bit intimidating. And if you don't have it figured out, that's okay. Just get started in something and use it as a stepping stone. I tell stories all the time about students that have went to tech, went on to college, and then now, gosh, we had one young lady that is the lead diesel technician at Volvo. You know, the stories that I mentioned earlier that I could, you know, tell you time and time again, but it's really just about self-fulfillment. And at the end of the day, what makes you want to get up every day and go to work? Like, for me, again, I know, corny, you said it wasn't, but like, I love coming to work. And so that's what I try to tell young people, is find something that you want to get up every day and go to work and do. And when you get that found, you've nailed it. And so that's kind of it. No right answers, no wrong answers, just your answers. And just pursue it. And if it doesn't work out, you can always change gears.
Yeah. Do you firmly believe that you can always change your position or like career field entirely?
I do feel like, yes, that there are circumstances where, gosh, as adults, you know, there's bills to be paid and there's things that have to be taken care of. And so, sometimes I think that we feel a little bit stuck, but there are ways around now with online and, just different avenues of pursuing things. You know, I can think of something right now, like over at our, Business and Industry Services. That's our third branch of Career Tech, and that's Northeast Tech. We have that. And they have an electrical electronics technology program. And so guys and gals that are out at the Mid-America Industrial Park working full-time jobs, they're able to come in the evening and obtain those courses and get skilled up, as I say. And then they're able to make, I mean, sometimes even double their salary. And so there are opportunities out there. Depending, if you want to work hard and you want to change gears, it can be done. Yeah. So back to your question. Yeah, I would say that I firmly believe that that can happen.
Yeah. And that's really great. And I know a lot of people who are kind of in that position right now, struggling a little bit, mm-hmm. where they're like, I really want to do this, but it's just either not paying well or it's just not an opportunity available for me right now. So they're having to go into something that they really don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great hearing from you. And I'm going to send this episode to a lot of people. That way they can hear it from you, mm-hmm. that it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It might take some work.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite sayings that I kind of came up with myself, and I tell people a lot, because a lot of people see me as kind of like a media guy. And so they're always like, oh, how do I get started? And I'm like, you got to scrape the floors before you can walk on them.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to be able to get on your hands and knees and really scrape them down before they can be walked on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great hearing that from you as well. So thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. That's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, thank you so much, Tyler. You have done such a great job. I'm so excited to hear your future podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep this podcast going until I graduate.
Awesome.
So yeah. Again, thank you so much for joining me, Miss Odell. For all you listeners out there, if you want to be a future guest on the podcast, that's totally a thing. Feel free to email me at nt.techtalks@gmail.com. It's linked in the description of this, wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple, wherever. You can find that there, or 9:30. I'm always in the admin building getting my chicken baskets and just relaxing and chilling. So always come find me. You know, it's not hard. I'm pretty sure you've seen me around because I'm on the news every now and then. So remember, take care of yourselves. You know, take care of yourselves inside and out. You know, really tell people if anything's going on, and just know that you're amazing, you're loved, and we really appreciate you. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I will see you guys all in the next one. This was Tech Talks. Goodbye.